By the time we got around to the back of the station wagon, she was laughing. Not the rueful laugh, but the full-out guffaw I'd first heard when Skip's horny hot dog man came down the dishline conveyor belt. She finally understood why we were here. Carol took one side of the bumper sticker. I took the other. We met in the middle. Then we watched the shreds blow away across the macadam. Au revoir, AUH2O for USA. Bye-bye, Barry. And we laughed. Man, we just couldn't stop laughing. A couple of days later, my friend Skip, who'd come to college with the political awareness of a mollusk, put up a poster on his side of the room he shared with Brad Witherspoon. It showed a smiling businessman in a three-piece suit. One hand was extended to shake. The other was hidden behind his back, but something clutched in it was dripping blood between his shoes. War is good business, the poster said. Invest your son. Deary was horrified. So you're against Vietnam now? He asked when he saw it. Below his chin-out truculence, I think our beloved floor proctor was badly shocked by that poster. Skip, after all, had been a first-class high school baseball player, was expected to play college ball, too, had been courted by both Delta Tau Delta and Phi Gam, the jock frats. Skip was no sickly cripple like Stoke Jones. Deary Dearborn had also taken to calling Stoke Rip-Rip. No frog-eyed weirdo like George Gilman. Hey, all this poster means is that a lot of people are making money out of a big bloody mess, Skip said. McDonnell Douglas, Boeing, GE, Dow Chemical, and Coleman Chemicals, Pepsi fucking Cola, lots more. Deary's gimlet gaze conveyed, or tried to, the idea that he had thought about such issues more deeply than Skip Kirk ever could. Let me ask you something. Do you think we should just stand back and let Uncle Ho take over down there? I don't know what I think, Skip said. Not yet. I only started getting interested in the subject a couple of weeks ago. I'm still playing catch-up.